This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Rangers have won the Stanley Cup.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Good drop, Paulie. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Inside the 9 o'clock hour, KM to AM. Let's keep rocking. 877-337-6666. Man, we've talked about the Yankees and the injury concerns. And, I mean, I hope for the best, but I also realize this is a reality check. Warning. Like, your two $300 million guys, the two best players on your team, after 3 weeks of spring training, they're a little banged up, spring beat up. Got to get MRIs. Not good. But maybe that's what's needed to bring the fan base down to earth a little bit. I mean, every bomb Juan Soto hits, everyone's thinking World Series. 877, you know the number to dial. I mean, the reality is, if Cole's out, you push the lineup up and Rodon gets the ball on opening day, nah. I don't know. Rodon, Stroman, Nestor, Clark, Luke Weaver was scratched the other day. Or they were saying he would be the sixth guy. We saw Luis Hill pitch the other day. Could be an option. No, if you lose Cole, you go make a trade. Or you get desperate and sign a guy. But I don't think they reached desperation. And we wait. Now we wait. You know, they lie to you first. They try and pull the wool over your eyes, piss on your leg, tell you it's raining. And then we wait as Yankee fans for the worst, and most Yankee fans hit the panic button and think the worst, and even with Judge. Now Judge is out, so what are we doing with Judge out? Trent Grisham is your starting center fielder. Verdugo in left, Trent Grisham in center, Juan Soto in right, and nobody get hurt. Or Oswaldo Cabrera is playing the outfield. 877-337. Let's get to my guy Bruce in Flushing. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Keith. Two Yankee points and a Giant point. First on the Yankees. What the Yankees have to do is not panic and make a stupid deal. Even if Cole is out for a long period of time, which I don't know if he is, and you don't know if he is. Nobody knows if he is. But I've seen some media reactions already to this. Number one, one person said, well, you have to give up Jones, no, you don't. And Sal, that goes to you. Because even though...
Sal said that today? I missed that. Sal said that the Yankees got to part ways with Spencer Jones.
I believe
now.
So. I read one report that says Dominguez. No, we're not giving up Dominguez. You know, let me point something out to Yankee fans. There was a team in the mid-70s called the Cincinnati Reds. Now, the Yankee lineup is not as good as theirs, but they have a pretty damn good offensive lineup. They only had one pitcher on that team, a pitcher and a half, Don Gullett and Zach Bellingham. And Gullett never went more than five innings. So it can't, if you have a good enough bullpen, and they had a great bullpen, and the Yankees, I don't know if it's great, but it's very good. We can survive if Cole goes down. You want to make a trade? Fine. But you don't make a stupid trade.
Yeah, they can survive. And I don't know if they can thrive. This bullpen is yet to be seen.
I said survive, not thrive. I said survive.
Well, we got to thrive this year. This is supposed to be a World Series or bust year, an all-in year. 1 year Juan Soto, right?
Well, it's going to be a good year. I got a feeling. And I think Hal would either make a trade or shell out the money. But I think Hal knows something would have to be done if it gets to that point. Second point, I know you're going down to spring training. A guy you might want to talk to, who I think is an interesting person to talk to for you, is Luis Torrens, the catcher. Here's a kid who was a high-priced agent, a free agent coming out the international signing pool. San Diego took him, I think, when he was in high class A, kept him on the bench for a year, and basically ruined his career because he didn't play for like a year, for a whole year. Went back down, and you can see this kid's got talent.
Okay.
Now, there's no room on him for the Yankees at the moment, but I assume they'll send him back to the minors. But it'd be interesting to get his perspective on what happened to his career, because by San Diego plucking him out when he wasn't ready really set him back.
Thanks for the call, Bruce. I don't know. I don't know if I'm talking to the players. I'm standing back. When I did the interview with Aaron Boone, the meet and greet conversation with Boone, Boone told me, he's like, hey, when you come down, come down. You know, come to the locker room or come to the clubhouse, come down to the field. I'm just like, I don't know, bro. I think I'm standing back. I'm fine being a fan, but maybe I'm not. Like I said today, I'm like, this being a fan stuff's not working out well for me. I hate all the teams I root for most of the time. It's more pain than joy. It's more agony than pleasure. It's just like, yo, I root for the Yankees, the Cowboys, the Devils, and the Nets. I might as well go neutral. I'm starting to get it. I'm starting to understand why the Yankees make you dress neutral when you enter their media area. You can't wear any logos of any team, the Yankees or the opposing team or any team, period. You're a media member. You just cover the game. I got to get used to just being like, this is Keith McPherson reporting for the New York sports news, New York sports scene, blanket news. I don't like any of these teams. I'm just reporting the news. Let's go to Jim and Dix Hills next up on the Fan. Go for it, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, Keith? Just wanted to talk to you about this whole collusion that's going on with this Bauer. No one's talking about it. The Yankees are crying about not having the money because they don't want to pay the
with Trevor
tax.
Bauer?
Yeah.
But they can afford Trevor Bauer. People are talking about it. We talk about it on the Fan every day. I know BT was tweeting about it. Bauer actually quote tweeted one of BT's tweets. There is something fishy going on that Bauer was alluding to. But I don't think it's the Yankees claiming that they don't have the money for him. He's going to play for league minimum.
Not the money from him, but they don't want to spend the money for Snell. They're putting up ridiculous prospects like Warren and even Wells in a trade for Cease. You know, they're going to give up their farm to recover from this whole Cole thing when they got Bauer sitting there begging a team to sign him for the minimum. I would take a chance on him. You know, all the charges were dropped from him. You know, he ended up, serving how many games as far as, that he didn't play?
A lot. He got damn near an A-Rod suspension. Thanks for the call, Jim. You guys are going to do this every hour, every day on the Fan, huh? Trevor Bauer. And I appreciate you calling my show, Jim. But you saying that I would take a chance on him, yeah, you have never owned a baseball team, never managed a baseball team, will not have to deal with the smoke that comes with signing that guy. The juice ain't worth the squeeze. The risk ain't worth the reward. I know he says he's one of the best pitchers in the world, but what if you do sign him? You bring him into your clubhouse. You bring home a S-Storm, and he's not that good. You rather give somebody who's already in your building with no baggage that opportunity. It's not worth it. They're not that desperate. And we're talking about, you know, how to recover from this Cole situation. What are we recovering from? I know I leaned into it tonight, but good. I kind of leaned into it because for weeks I'm telling you guys, chill with the hype. Much has to go right for the Yankees to even get through to the World Series. And that's so far from now. They have to build a contender. I don't care about on paper. So much has to go right. They got to stay healthy. And right now your two best players are hurt. We're not recovering from anything yet. We don't know what Cole has. It hasn't been put out there. We're thinking the worst because we're jaded Yankee fans. And we're used to the Yankees lying to us and not being forthcoming and honest. So when it takes time, it's like, oh, you think the worst. Tommy John, he's out for this year and next year. But we don't know that. And again, going back to Bruce's call, they're not going to make a move that is a reactionary move to whatever the Cole news is. It's too close to the season. If they didn't want to sign Trevor Bauer or Jordan Montgomery or Blake Snell, this isn't going to make them do it. They're just going to elevate one of the younger guys, one of the guys waiting in the wings, a Will Warren, a Cody Petit, or a Luke Weaver, a Luis Gil, a Clayton Beater. One of those guys will get an opportunity until Cole is back. Or they will part with, which I don't believe with, and Jim just... Or I don't believe they should do. I don't agree with Jim just said giving up Austin Wells or one of these guys. No. Austin Wells is now off limits too. Can't give him up for Dylan Cease. 877-337-6666. Another take that I put out there in my doom and gloom leaning into, all right, here it goes. You know, these contracts. And I say, man, Judge stayed healthy for 1 year. And he went crazy in his prove-it year. He almost won the triple crown in his prove-it year just to say F you to Cashman. Just to say, Cashman, you got to pay me. You tried to play me, now you got to pay me. Opening day, you throw my numbers out there. I told you I wanted to be a Yankee. I told you I wanted this contract done by opening day. I turned down your extension, and you throw me to the media an hour before first pitch? Okay. And then they end up fumbling the bag. And they give a 30-year-old player, which I know we love Judge. I love Judge, and I felt like he deserved the money and all of that. But they gave a 30-year-old player who, when you look at his body type, look at Stanton. Like, he's a monster. This guy's a bigger giant than Stanton. Like, it doesn't bode well for Aaron Judge to hold up. And in the first year of that $40 million deal, he runs into a wall, damages his toe. They don't get surgery on it. And now, in the second $40 million year of a 9-year deal, he's getting an MRI on his midsection from swinging the bat. Like, his second year making $40 million is up in the air. Just our luck, huh? But as we were talking about Saquon, being a Yankee mattered to Aaron Judge. So much so, he left $40 million on the table from the San Diego Padres. And also, going back to what I talk about, when you make these mega millions that you can't spend, it's like, all right, what's $360 million living in New York, being king of New York, the face of the Yankees, staying in the same jersey my whole career, or leaving the Yankees to go to the Padres and take the most money? Judge wasn't doing that. Saquon did. And I obviously know that the Giants weren't going to counter. There was no reason for them to offer, and there was no other team that was going to give Saquon that kind of money. Let's go to Mitchell out in Queens on the Fan. What's up, Mitchell?
Hey, Keith, how are you? First-time caller. Really enjoy listening to you. So just want to say two points. One thing, I've come along to you, something I've heard you preach the whole time. I don't know how the heck Jets fans are going to last with Aaron Rodgers, and I'm a Jets fan. I cannot take any more of the shenanigans. I don't know how the Packers lasted all the years with him.
Right. The writing was on the wall. You could tell. I think it was Mark Davis over there. He was just done with with Aaron Rodgers. They made a decision. Not Mark Davis. Mark Davis is from the Packers. I always get this guy's name wrong. Mark Murphy from the Packers.
I don't know what the Packers GM name was. They're always under different. They fired the guy.
Mark Murphy. Yeah, when they interviewed him before he came to the Jets, he was done. They had washed their hands. They were ready to go with Jordan Love. They didn't know exactly what he was, but they had rather go with Jordan Love than to continue to deal with Aaron Rodgers' shenanigans.
And the other thing I just want to say, just as a Jets, Mets, and Islanders fan, just listening to everyone talk about Saquon, so I don't like seeing Zach Wheeler in Philly's uniform, but I can't be so upset about it because we didn't want to offer him anything. Mm-hmm. But seeing John Tavares walk out the door, the way he stabbed us in the back was just really painful. And the Saquon Barkley situation is like that of Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler said anything about not wanting to be a Met. I would love if he was still a Met, but the Mets didn't want him. And the same thing with the Giants with Saquon. And so it's just like, yeah, it's painful, but it's like,
it's business.
You didn't want him, so you can't have it both ways.
Yeah, it's business. It's not personal. Thanks for the call, Mitchell. It is personal, but you can't look at it like that, or look at it however you want to look at it. But he couldn't look at it like that. He couldn't say the Eagles are off limits when that is the only team that was putting out that contract for him. You know, he has a wife, he has a kid, he has a family. He could not turn down his first fortune to say, once a Giant, always a Giant. I had said last week that I thought there would be more money for him down the road staying here. It's not promised. And maybe he doesn't project to be a media guy. Maybe he doesn't project to be on the radio, on TV, doing podcasts. Maybe once he's done in the NFL, once he's 31, 32, he just wants to stay at home and be a family man. Well, it'll be nicer to stay at home and be a family man with a three-year, $37.7 million deal that the Giants were not going to get anywhere near close to offering him. Also, Saquon, the writing was on the wall. The tea leaves are all there. We can't act that surprised. I told you about the softball game and the clips that came out of there, him rubbing shoulders. He's a Penn State guy, went to Whitehall High School, an hour away from the link. this guy was talking about this last year, and they tagged him last year, gave him a little bit of money. He showed up to camp. There, once they didn't tag him this year, and we heard the rumblings, there was just no way he was going to turn down that money. And he was tweeting during the wild card round, I believe, playoff football, man, I got to get back. The Giants aren't going to the playoffs this year. 877-337-6666. So you knew he was out. And he got what he wanted. He got the money he wanted, the most guaranteed money. He goes to a contender that has been in the playoffs the last few years. And it's not unfamiliar territory for him. It's not that far from home at all. It is home, technically. Let's go down to Georgia and talk to RJ on the Fan in New York. What's up, RJ?
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing, man?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir. Hey, listen, man. I'm still upset about the Saquon situation. You know, he should have been a Giant. You know, last year, from what I understand, they offered him a contract, you know, during the bye week, and he rejected it, and I heard it was a pretty good one. So, you know what?
Not as good as this one. Smart play there. Passing on that.
Yes, and I think he really wanted to remain a Giant. However, you know, going to Philly, you know what, man, that's, to me, I'm done with the brother myself. I have no rap for him. I don't wish any, you know, I don't want him to get hurt, nothing like that, but I have no rap for the dude because you know what? He turned his back on the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
I know he went there for the money, but you got to think about, you know, I heard an interview. He was doing an interview and he said that he wanted to be a part of the Ring of Honor. So how the heck are you going to be a part of the Ring of Honor if you're smashing the Giants' face by going through the evil empire?
Circumstances have changed. Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, they're doing it their way. They were not going to give him that money. And once he realized that, you take the money and run. And now he's going to try and build a new legacy down there in Philly, try and win a Super Bowl with the Eagles, try and, you know, end his career as a great player for the Eagles, and he'll be trying to get in their Ring of Honor.
Wow.
It's sickening.
Yeah, I know.
It's disgusting.
It really is, man. And you know what, man? I have his jersey, and it seems like every jersey that I get of, like, my favorite player, they get traded.
You got to get retired players who are already solidified.
There you go.
Or get your name on the back. Get your own jersey, your last name on the back.
I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start getting me an LT or a Harry Carson or something.
Yeah, that's the safe way. Thanks for the call, RJ. I understand it completely. I'm a fan like you guys. and I'm in the middle of it. I'm a Dallas fan. I don't like seeing him in that green jersey. I don't like the thought of that offense being Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, Dallas Goedert, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Devontae Parker. You know, I know they're going to draft well. I know that they're going to try and go all in and win, and I know Saquon makes their offense even more dynamic. But at the end of the day, it's business, folks. I saw somebody write something under one of my takes. They're like, oh, if another radio station came in and offered Keith more money, Keith would take it and run. I'm not going to Philadelphia under any circumstances. I don't want to live there. I don't want to talk on the radio there. I can't stand them. So they could come in right now and say $500,000 to talk on the radio here. I say, nah, I'll grind it out up here in New York. That's different. We can't try to make other scenarios and say, well, it's this or it's that. It is what it is. 877-337-6666. We're about halfway through my show. We'll talk Knicks in a bit. They're rolling against Philadelphia. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Halftime. 5 hour show, 2.5 hours in. It's me, Keith, still here, talking sports. Keith who? Keith Hernandez? I get that a lot online. Like, why would it be Keith Hernandez? Why would Keith Hernandez have a take about Saquon Barkley and him going to the Eagles? Anyway, you know, speaking of Keith Hernandez and the Make It Happen Mets, I had a take the other day where I was like, losers let it happen, winners make it happen. And that was the difference between the Mets last year and the year before. 2022, they were the Make It Happen Mets. I dubbed them that because I watched them play, and they were never out of games. They made it happen. They made those games turn from losses to wins or tight games. They took those games. They've got Edwin Diaz back. They've got enough guys from that 2022 season and some other guys that maybe this year they make it happen more than they let it happen. And I went over the you know, the Yankees schedule. I think it's important to go over the Mets schedule as well. I know some Mets fans today are looking at the Yankee fans like, oh, now you're with us. You lost your ace. You lost your ace. When I saw this today, I just was, I didn't want to believe it last night. It'll be 2 to 3 days before the Yankees know for sure. Cole's MRI is being distributed to specialists for second and third opinions. If club officials were privied to a preliminary diagnosis on Monday, they kept it. They kept a tight lid on it. I'm like, here we go. Here we go. That's not good. Yeah, we're trying to get second, third, fourth, fifth options. Anyway, so looking at the Mets schedule, the Milwaukee Mets and David Stearns, right away, he'll face his old team. And the Mets open up at home. Go support your team. Pull up. They're not always there on the actual opening day, on the actual 28th, where, you know, everybody will be kicking off the baseball season. I know the Dodgers open up, I guess, against the Padres in Seoul, Korea. But so you've got the Milwaukee Mets coming to Queens first, or the Milwaukee Brewers facing the Mets in Queens first. The Detroit Tigers, why can't those be two winnable series? Start off on the right foot. That matters. Like, the math is the same in the beginning of the year as late in the year. That's why I get so pissed when the Yankees put together punt lineups, rest guys, punt games, punt series, pitch Luis Severino, pitch, I don't know, Anthony Manischewitz or whoever. I'm like, these games matter, man. In the beginning of the year, stop acting like you've got games to blow. So then the Mets will go on the road and face the Reds, who I think are going to be a sneaky good team this year. And then, bum, 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 4 games in early April against the Atlanta Braves. And the first three are night games. So you know they're going to be doing the chop and turning the lights on and off, and they're going to be all turned up for that. The Kansas City Royals come to town, and the Kansas City Royals have made some sneaky additions this offseason. They've had a sneaky good offseason as well. They might be better. They're coming off of tying their worst record in their franchise history last year. And then that weekend is Dwight Gooden moving arm bobblehead and Dwight Gooden number retirement weekend. And, yo, I got to send I read the Daryl Strawberry stuff. It's just so scary. I got to send some well wishes to Daryl Strawberry and his family. Like, that you just don't want to ever hear about a heart attack. And a guy just like, that's a guy where I've been around Daryl a couple times. I just hope he's good and he's well. He's over 60. And I saw that image of him. And I'm like, what procedure did he have? He had a heart attack. And it's just like, yo, that's a guy that New York would stop and stand still if we lost Daryl, and I'm glad we didn't, and I'm looking forward to him being honored this year, especially after that. So that just popped in my head, seeing the Doc or the Dwight Gooden retirement number ceremony coming up on the 14th of April. The Pirates then come to town, Jackie Robinson Day, and then you get a little break and you go out west and you face the Dodgers and the Giants. That's going to be a good test. And the Mets usually step up and face the Dodgers. We'll see what it looks like this year. The Giants, too. The Giants have added to their team. They should be decent. The Cardinals, I mean, that should be a series when you come back home. You should get right against the Cardinals. And then you've got the Cubs the last 2 days of the month into May at home. And that's how your season starts. And nobody knows anything. Nobody can predict it. We got March Madness coming up, Selection Sunday, and people put together brackets. Nobody can tell you what the Mets record is going to be from the end of March to early May. Nobody can tell you what the Yankees record will be, but we'll be here every night going over it. We'll be here every night talking about the scores and who was the best player of the game. My Casamigos big shot of the night will be whoever played the best between the Mets and the Yankees most likely, and we'll take calls and reactions on what the Yankees are, what the Mets are. None of us know. None of us know. And none of us know what's going on with Gerrit Cole. So, yeah, I leaned into it, obviously thinking the worst-case scenario and really leaning into, like, okay, then this season is not what we all hoped it was. This season is not what we expected it to be if Judge and Cole are compromised. But we don't know. Fingers crossed on that. Back to the phones we go. Nick is down in Virginia. Nick, you're on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith. How you doing, my friend?
Good, good.
I love hearing you, man. You've got a great insight. This is what I think. You said earlier Yankees fans are jaded, and we are, because the Yankees have been, the nice way to put it is dishonest about injuries in the past. And this is supposed to be an all-in season. Well, if Cole is out, let's say he is, then you have to trade for Dylan Cease. And if you have to give up Spencer Jones, in my opinion, to get Dylan Cease, you do it. Because you don't know if Soto's coming back next year. This is supposed to be an all-in season.
But see, in that, you're saying exactly why you don't give up Spencer Jones. Because you don't know if Soto is coming back next year. And Soto leaves, who's going to be in that outfield? Verdugo's also potentially out. Who's the outfield next year? Especially with an aging Judge.
Well, I mean, Spencer Jones is a double-A guy. I mean, he's got a lot of potential. But, I mean, you know, if you want to win this year, and this is my feeling. I know Cole, he only takes the mound every fifth day. But if you lose him, it's a psychological, just mental momentum stymier. I mean, I really feel that if they lose Cole and they don't go out and get Cease or sign Snell, then, you know, this they will be lucky if it's another 82, 83, 84 win season.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's what it looks like.
And that's the whole thing, know, Nick. You lost the captain last year. And I know Cole isn't a captain, but he might as well be. He's one of the highest paid players on the team. He's the reigning Cy Young winner. I said earlier, he's like a pitching coach. He helps all these guys. If you lose Cole, the morale goes down, and no one believes that you're actually getting it done without that guy.
Absolutely. I really feel, and this is my feeling on Carlos Rodon, and tell me how you feel. I think he is the left-handed Ed Whitson. I don't think the guy can pitch in New York.
It sucks. Or, you know, for it more sucks. Modern, I like, more can't even laugh people, about it anymore because we signed him last year after they fumbled the bag with Judge, and they felt like they just needed to sign somebody so it wasn't just, here's your offseason, here's Aaron Judge. So you go sign Carlos Rodon, and it's like, I don't know, man. I hope that he gets it together, but I'm not actually hopeful.
I'm not either, and I think Nestor is a question mark because of his health. I think Clark Schmidt is what he is. He's a number five guy. So, I mean, these guys in the minors, Warren, Luis Hill, I mean, what have they shown? I mean, they pitched well in spring training, but it's spring training.
Right.
Luis Hill came up a couple of years ago and flashed some signs of being a good pitcher.
Yeah,
and then he
had command, had control. Let's see if he can get back to it, but I don't really want to see him. I don't really want to see him. I want to see these major league level pitchers pitch that are getting paid to pitch and the Yankees be dominant. Thanks for the call, Nick. It sucks. The reality of losing Cole is you take another hit back-to-back years. You lose Judge last year, derails the season. You lose Cole this year, they're cooked. And I know we spent way too much time talking about Juan Soto, whether he stays a Yankee, whether he goes to Queens. But part of my only scenario that he wants to get out of here is if this season is miserable and the Yankees don't win and he takes L's again, it's like, well, then, you know, it's not promised anywhere. You can lose anywhere. You can win anywhere. This is a mess. He's 25. Cole is 33. Judge is about to be 32. Like, they're a little bit older than him. His window with them is closing. A lot up in the air. This is why we watch. This is why we have sports talk radio. This is why we have social media. When we didn't have this, it wasn't the same, right? When we didn't have social media, all this could be quiet or quieter down there in Tampa. You wait to turn to Hot Stove and not Hot Stove now, but you wait to turn to the Yes Network and hear from Meredith and Jack Curry and Bob Lorenz and these guys, and the Yankees can control that, whatever they tell you. It's a free-for-all. There's a lot of kids with Yankees coverage and Yankees podcasts and vlogs, and most of these kids, like Nick said, I said, we're jaded Yankee fans because we've seen it year after year. Judge hurt, Stanton hurt, Rizzo hurt, LeMahieu hurt, and we're counting on those exact guys I named, and they could be hurt. Judge is hurt right now. We don't know what's up with Cole, so it's not the warmest of feelings. It's not the greatest of feelings. It's not what you want. Hope for the best. Hope, hope, hope. Week. It's always hope. A new hope. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's keep rolling. We got to break it down and play some other sounds. I'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Strong out and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yeah, yeah. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's the Fan in New York for the fans of the sports on the field, on the diamond, on the ice, in the court. Your boy KM to AM on the Fan. Let's get back into it. I mean, you know what we're talking about, but to recap, you know, a little panic in Yankee land. If Cole's hurt, Judge is hurt, it's another wasted season, but we don't know yet. And what I'll say about Judge is, like, you know, we've gotten to the point in the show where, you know, I'm over the open and the doom and gloom. I feel like if this was the regular season, Judge is playing through some ab soreness. But it's not the regular season. It's spring training. There's no reason to push him. There's no reason to gut it out or be tough. And I'm looking at Judge throw with Juan Soto and some of that stuff. And I'm like, Judge is fine. If he was actually hurt, if it was, like, that painful, he wouldn't be out there in the field doing anything. He would be completely gone. But what it is, again, going back to my open, is that the Yankees lie, and that makes it worse. In life, if you just tell the truth right away, instead of trying to, like, start with the lie, it'll be better for you if you just get right to it and face it. It's worse because you lied. So that's the thing. He gets pulled from the lineup. We see him literally wince. He gets pulled from the lineup. You sell us on, oh, the plan was for him to only have two at-bats. Then he's scratched from the games the next day. Two games, split squad games. And we're like, what's this? Oh, no, no worries. You know, he's spring beat up. And then the next day, wait, he's getting an MRI. He's going into the machine. Why don't you just tell us? It's okay. What do you think? People are going to cancel their game plans, cancel their season tickets, cancel their trips to spring training? I'm still coming down there, whether Judge is playing or not. You don't have to lie, Craig. You don't have to lie. Why are you always lying? That's what it is. It's the Yankee fan that has been through this so much. Even last year with Judge's toe, we had to wait like 3-4 days to figure that whole thing out. And I made the joke before about, oh, Domingo Herman is supposed to start. Then he gets scratched. They say he's got a lump in his armpit. Then he comes out of the bullpen in the same game. What the hell is going on? It's supposed to be the New York Yankees. They're above us. That's why they piss on your head and tell you it's raining. You'll get over it. You don't mind it at all. You'll be right there to collect your bobblehead and your Aaron Judge basketball jersey and your free Yankee camo hat.
You know what they should just start doing, honestly, if they're going to do this? Just do what hockey does. Just say it's an upper body injury.
I like that, actually.
That's it. Upper body injury, lower body injury.
And they don't tell any.
That's it. Because they don't want to give any other player a chance to attack it when they come back, obviously. And you're not going to do that with baseball. I understand it's not a contact sport. But if you're going to be so vague about it, just say he's got upper body injury.
See, but that has been built into hockey for long enough now that we don't even pry. We don't even trip off that. Like, just in a couple years, like, Jack Hughes, upper body injury. All right. I'll take your word for it. And I don't need to know if it's a collarbone, yeah, Shoulder, pectoral, abs. He's hurting up top. He'll be back when he's back.
People used to get very frustrated about it. I think some people still do. But it, like you said, it's so ingrained in hockey right now that you just assume, all right, it's an upper body. That's all the coaches say, all the players say.
It's so ingrained in the Yankee culture that they insult your intelligence when you literally were watching the game. You see the best player on the team get hurt, get pulled from the game. What else could it be? We know he's hurt. Just tell us what it is. We want to know. It's not going to make it better when we actually find out. Okay, Judge is shut down. But Judge has said he plans on being ready for opening day, so fingers crossed for that. And then the other thing with Cole, it's like, oh, man. Cole gets rocked by Daniel Vogelback. First we hear he's not able to recover the same. And then it's an elbow. And he gets the MRI. And it's like, wait, how come the timeline was Cole was going for an MRI before Judge? We get the results of Judge's MRI before Cole's. It makes you think things are bad. Like, if it goes back to, like, relationships. Like, if you've dated someone that has lied before, you don't trust anything they say. They are always lying. And even when they're not lying, you are suspicious that there's more to the story that they're telling. Right. And then eventually you got to break it off from them because there's no trust. There's no trust, there's no relationship.
Remember, it was just a bruised toe for Aaron Judge last year. All it was a bruised toe, and it turned into torn tendons in 2 months.
Yeah, and they were across the country, and, you know, they had to fly back.
They had to fly back. They wanted their guy to take a look at the scans. They wanted to use their MRI machine.
Nonsense. And I used the example of Nestor, with Nestor coming back too soon and skipping two rehab starts and then him getting hurt. Oh, now Nestor shut down for the year. Oh, we kind of need that guy if we're trying to make the postseason. Jose Trevino. Yeah, you know, I came into camp with a bum wrist. So he gutted it out through March, April, May, by June. Couldn't finish the season. And then Rizzo. Well, we can't shut Rizzo down because Judge is hurt and we need Rizzo. We need somebody, but Rizzo was concussed. You're putting that man in danger. So the Yankees got to figure that out. I think what it is like I said, they are the New York Yankees, and they don't have to tell you anything. And as fans, they know their fans are going to overreact, but I don't think they realize, like, you have the biggest fan base, a ton of smart fans, that, like, when you do that, there is no, you can't hide. It's 2024. When you do that, we're all like, come on, yo, just tell us. Just cut the you-know-what. Let's go to Wilton, Connecticut, and talk to Jack on the Fan. Hello, Jack.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. The Knicks just pretty much handled business on national television. We're going to talk Knicks in a bit. And you're my last call before we break and go to the update, and I'm going to bring in a bunch of more topics. The Rangers won as well. We'll talk about some other things, but it's mostly Yankees and Saquon.
Well, Keith, that makes sense because you close with your strongest. That's just good producing. So well done.
Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. So I'm agreeing with everything you're saying, and it's so nice to finally hear people call out the Yankees for their dishonesty, their straight-out lying, and all of that. The thing that really bothers me, you talk about disgruntled Yankee fans, and people oftentimes talk about spoiled Yankee fans. Oh, they expect everything to go their way, and it's such a lazy take, and it misses the true agita and anger that Yankee fans have, and that is that they reset the luxury tax twice during the Aaron Judge cheap years, during the true championship window between 2017 and 2021. Mm-hmm. They were more interested in saving money and getting under $190 million cap when that was their luxury, when that was their payroll in 2005. They did that during a championship window to save a couple of pennies. Let Verlander in 2017 go to the Astros, pass on Bryce Harper, pass.
Oh, yeah.
That is why Yankee fans are so darn angry. And I'll tell you, it hurts, and that is why they should just say, hey, were the Yankees, Cashman at the beginning of the winter, remember, he said, we want to be the Mecca of baseball? Well, then go out, don't trade Spencer Jones, that's a fool's errand. Go out and spend money. I get the luxury tax, the 110%. Go be the Yankees. You can afford it. Get Snell. Be the Yankees.
Yeah.
Show the fans we're the Yankees again.
And if you're dominating, you're pulling in $40,000 a night. You're raking in the cash. And you know what is a money tree? Winning the next World Series. You'll grow a money tree that will last forever in 4K.
Yes. Yes, that's their whole brand. You have to sell the winning championships, the 27. You have to.
Right, that's the whole thing. 27 champions. We play the drop here from John Sterling. More champions, more championships than any other team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
That's right. And
we're
now let's be good enough to make the playoffs, and maybe we'll get lucky.
Yeah, it's a crapshoot.
It's so un-Yankee-like.
It's a crapshoot, so it's just like, well.
That's why we're angry.
Right. The moves that they've made and the moves that they've not made and missed on, and then this way that they try to deceive the fan base and the media and play things close to the chest, like we know you can't hide this stuff.
I couldn't agree more, and it's so nice to hear you speaking the truth and saying the stuff. And well, I really appreciate it. You're always a great listen, but I really appreciate you saying this stuff. So thank you, and thank you for taking my call, man. You're the best.
Thanks for the call, Jack. No, I'm just a Yankee fan, bro. I've just been doing this for a long time. You know, I was looking in my closet today. Today was a two-shower day because it was hot today. I went hoop today. I had a meeting earlier. I hooped. I was like, I was in my closet, and I realized, I'm like, I have a bag of every Dallas Cowboys piece of clothing that I own is in that bag in the back of my closet. And today I had the thought about donating it because Jerry Jones said he was all in. And I realize he's saying that they're all in denial. And I'm not in denial. that the New York Yankees are halfway to becoming the Dallas Cowboys. And all the jokes that they use about the Cowboys games being on the History Channel and how they haven't won a World Series or haven't won a Super Bowl since, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's coming up for the Yankees, man. The Yankees are three seasons away from this being their longest drought, I believe, 18 years, 15 years between World Series. And if they keep playing these games with the injuries, they're the most banged up team, and it seems like they love to mismanage injuries. It's remarkable how they don't diagnose these things, they don't catch these things, and they've skimped on different moves and trades. I still can't get over the Josh Donaldson trade because they're paying him $6 million this year. Didn't need the guy. Didn't need to take on the guy. And then even going back to last year with Rodon and even Judge, how that was all handled. People wonder why fans are so hard on Cashman because we're like, bro, what are you doing with the club? What are you doing with the team? How do you want to be remembered? Your legacy is going to be more based on what you do out the door. But when is he being shown the door? Probably never. He's the eternal GM. So you can't even stand on all the ALCSs and World Series from the 90s and early 2000s and even 2009 because this drought, Yankee fans are going to put on you. And this ineptitude and this, like, not being able to communicate things to the media and to the fan base, we're like, what are they doing? Like, the Domingo Germán stuff last year is a perfect example. What went on with all that? And we're right back in it again. We have trust issues with our beloved New York Yankees because they don't know how to deliver messages about the health of our players.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.